The time is 1 minute after the hour, and this is KBO 90.7 FM, and this KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay and Lesbian Community Yellow Pages, providing a wide array of gay-friendly business listings. More information at 503-230-7701 or www.pdxgayyellowpages.com. This program has also been brought to you by a grant from Radio Cab, serving the metro area since 1946 with service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Radio Cab offers airport service, wheelchair-accessible vans, and can be reached at 503-227-1212 or on the web at radiocab.net.
Tonight, we have Heather Leffler with us. We will be talking about healthy coping skills and healthy coping mechanisms for the holiday stressful season. And I want to encourage people, if you have any comments or feedback or questions for the Out Loud Show, please contact us. We are also always recruiting more volunteers. If you'd like to get involved, please contact us at kbooutloud@yahoo.com. So before we get to tonight's guest, I'd like to share a couple of news stories with you. That 365gay.com reports that the White House gags older gays. That once every 10 years, authorities on aging gather for the White House Conference on Aging. They meet, present papers, and make recommendations to the President and the Congress on national aging policies for the future. The 2005 White House Conference on Aging is the fifth in the history of the United States and the fifth and the first of the 21st century. But with this conference under the Bush administration, any discussion on aging in the LGBT... We're going to go ahead and take a music break. We seem to be having a technical difficulty. So back to the music.
Tune in to KBOO at 6 o'clock on Wednesday. We'll be talking about friendship, right, Josh?
Yep, we will. And that's the Underground, the Youth Collective's public affairs show that airs every fourth Wednesday of the month from 6 to 7.
This one will be on the 28th
of December.
Friendship.
KBOO is proud to present Democracy Now!, the award-winning news and public affairs show hosted by Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. Tune in weekdays at 11 a.m. following the KBOO radio zine for Democracy Now! Here on your community radio station, KBOO.
Okay, welcome back to the Out Loud Show. Apologies for those technical difficulties. This is Carla speaking. You are listening to the Out Loud Show. And I do want to also invite you to contact us if you have any questions or concerns, if you have any interest in being on the Out Loud Show or getting involved to make it happen, please contact us
at KBOOOutloud
@yahoo.com. And tonight's guest is Heather Leffler. We are going to talk about healthy coping skills for the holiday season. Before we get to Heather, I want to share a couple of news stories with you. That 365gay.com reports that the White House is gagging older gays. Once every 10 years, authorities on aging gather for the White House Conference on Aging. They meet, present papers, and make recommendations to the President and the Congress on national aging policies for the future. In 2005, the White House Conference on Aging is the fifth in the history of the United States, and it is the first of the 21st century. But with this conference, under this Bush administration, any discussion on aging in the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgendered community has been squelched. Today, at a press conference, elder advocates challenged the administration for refusing to include sexual orientation, gender identity, and other vulnerable populations in its resolution. In addition, critics, including some White House Conference on Aging delegates, said rigid conference procedures and vague resolutions are preventing substantive discussion of critical aging issues, such as improving the cultural competency of service providers, providing adequate funding for the implementation of elder care services, and bolstering the economic security of a diverse aging population. The amount of control over this conference is appalling, said Matt Foreman, executive director of the National Gay and Lesbian Task Force. It's outrageous that in 2005, at the White House Conference on Aging, lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered issues are not only excluded, but that there is no opportunity to officially introduce these issues into the discussion whatsoever. By contrast, more than 2,200 delegates attended the 1995 conference, which allowed for resolutions to be submitted by delegates and considered on the floor. This year, procedures permit no such input from delegates, whose numbers this year have been restricted to just 1,200. Sexual orientation and gender identity were included in the 1995 resolutions, but were ultimately eliminated. Now, 10 years later, sexual orientation and gender identity were not even included in the resolutions at any juncture, nor has there been any opportunity for such inclusion at the White House Conference on Aging, which concludes tomorrow. Official White House Conference on Aging delegate Terry Kabler, the only delegate invited from a lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgendered organization, slammed the White House Conference on Aging at today's press conference in Washington, saying there has been a concerted effort by the administration to limit discussion and control the outcome. This process has been exclude, not include, said Kabler, executive director of Services and Advocacy for Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, Transgender Elders. The New York delegation fired off a letter to the White House Conference on Aging Policy Committee, whose members are appointed by the President and Congress, and in essence, they run the show. The letter was unanimously adopted by the delegation late last night and sent to the committee. The California delegation also expressed similarly strong criticism of the undemocratic process that's happening. Speakers at the press conference said the government's failure to officially acknowledge the existence of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgendered elders means that many of that population's particular needs will continue to go unmet. Those concerns include the creation of an accepting climate among senior service providers so that lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered elders are not forced to compromise their sexual orientation or gender identity in order to receive medical care and services. There is a need for caregivers who are properly trained and working with seniors from the gay and gray community. Additionally, elder care workers say there is a need to strengthen the legal recognition of gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered relationships, including more equitable taxation, the ability to make medical care decisions and hospital visitation rights, and the need for meaningful participation and planning. I have a story from here in Oregon. Basic Rights Oregon reports that on Monday, November 14th, Lincoln City officials unanimously approved an equal rights ordinance prohibiting discrimination in housing, employment, and public accommodations on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity. Openly gay city councilor member Rick Brissett said, "These are basic civil rights protections that should have been in place a long time ago. Ending discrimination based on sexual orientation throughout Oregon is good public policy. It is consistent with the existing civil rights protections that are designed to protect our most vulnerable citizens." The standing room only crowd of citizens who turned out to support the ordinance watched Lincoln City become Oregon's first coastal town to make discrimination against its gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender citizens and visitors illegal. Congratulations, Oregon City. I also want to make an announcement about this awesome scholarship I found out about. The Pride Foundation and the Greater Seattle Business Association announced scholarships that are available for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgendered, and straight ally students. Scholarships are open to residents of Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Montana, and Alaska. This scholarship can be used for college, creative study, vocational training, and post-secondary education. One application qualifies you for 40 scholarships worth $250,000 in total. For more information, including the application, go to www.pridefoundation.org/scholarships or www.thegsba.org/scholarships. You can also call for information at 1-800-735-7287. Applications must be postmarked by January 13th, 2006. There'll be more information about this scholarship at the front desk here at KABU. So that's it for the news stories today. I want to go ahead and introduce our guest. Heather Leffler is a professional mental health person. And Heather, why don't you tell our listening audience a little bit about yourself and your background?
Well, thanks for having me here. I am a part-time therapist in the Portland area. I work predominantly with queer-identified and trans-identified individuals, mostly adults. And in the rest of my life, I work at Kaiser.
Excellent. So let's talk about some of the things, you know, I guess I want to acknowledge gay people don't have the market on, you know, dysfunctional behavior and crappy, coping skills during the holidays. But I wanted to address this just because there is such a problem with addictions and out of control behavior, you know, with some people in the gay community. So I wanted to talk about some healthy coping mechanisms, some suggestions that you might have. But to start with, let's talk about what do you think it is that makes people so stressed out this time of year?
Well, as you said, I think it affects a lot of people on a lot of different levels, and I think sometimes folks wander around and don't even notice that they're stressed out. People walk around feeling a little raw. And I think it's particularly an issue for the gay, lesbian, bi, trans, queer questioning community, because we can be prone to be more disproportionately estranged from our families and from possibly religious communities in which we were raised, which leads us to the sense of abandonment and aloneness. And you were just reading articles about how we're not being acknowledged by the federal government to take care of our elderly in the future. And I think that's, you know, that erasing of ourselves makes us feel isolated and vulnerable. And at a time where you're watching the television and there are all these visuals of this beautiful, shiny, happy family that's all emotionally available and fully functional, constantly being seen, for us who might not have that, it's kind of this slap in the face constantly. You know, we're bombarded by the Hallmark family. And for most of us, you know, who don't have the Hallmark family, or for, you know, the greater community who might not have the Hallmark family, watching these images and trying to measure up to them and never quite doing that, and on top of it, throw on being queer, it just adds a whole other level of stress and feeling of disconnect.
It sure does. When I see so many of those, you know, pictures of families gathered around the table for the evening meal, and, you know, that's happened, you know, maybe a couple of times in my lifetime, and especially now as an adult, you know, that's really not, I mean, they're, you know, praise to all the gay families that, you know, that make that happen for themselves. But so many people I know do not have anything even close to that.
Right,
so
right.
I can see where people get a little freaked out this time of year and kind of want to hide. So I know people that definitely have issues with depression, mm-hmm. substance abuse, you know, maybe self-abuse.
Yeah.
What are some coping suggestions that maybe you can offer?
Well, first, I like to tell people to be really realistic about expectations about the holidays. Be realistic about expectations of yourself, of your family, of those around you, and of the holidays themselves. It keeps us from setting ourselves up for a major disappointment. If your family's been predisposed to having an explosive episode every Christmas dinner, then you might not want to expect that this holiday is going to be the day that there's everyone gather around the table and sings Kumbaya and the clouds break and the sun beats down and all is well in the world.
This year will be different.
Exactly.
Probably not.
I'm not saying not to have hope, because I think hope is possible, because just because it happened last year doesn't mean it'll happen this year. But, you know, I think being realistic also allows us to prepare for things.
Mm-hmm.
And preparation is key, and making plans is key for folks. I like to talk about basic self-care, whether you're spending the holidays with your biological family, chosen family, friends, or by yourself. Basic self-care is a really healthy coping skill which gets tossed out the minute we're under stress.
Yes.
It means eating well, making sure you do eat, making sure you eat the right things, making sure you don't overeat and check out in food. Sleeping well, making sure you get enough sleep. You would be really surprised how much sleep affects your ability to A, process information, B, cope, and how it really affects your mood. So I'm a big sleep proponent.
Yes, good plan, good
yeah.
plan.
Exercise, and whatever that means to people. It increases your serotonin level, and it helps you process emotion. Physical movement can also help us process places where we feel stuck emotionally. So I encourage people to move around in whatever manner they can. Plus, it's a great excuse to get out of the house if you need to get out of the house. You got to go take a walk.
Yes.
A little exercise.
Give yourself a little time out from a stressful situation.
There you
Especially
go.
If you see it coming on.
Exactly.
Avoid. Okay.
Exactly. Get a little break.
Adopt a dog is what I was going to say. Have an excuse to go for a walk.
There you go.
Yes. I'm also a fan of moderation. You know, that this time of year people indulge, you know, in some of the things you said, food, perhaps maybe, you know, socializing, whatever your recreational tendencies may be, but, mm-hmm. you know, definitely practice some moderation with whatever indulgences people have.
Yeah.
I have to watch my fudge intake personally.
And it's around.
Yes, it's around this time of year. So another thing to think about, you know, if you know you're going to be eating a lot, you know, make sure you moderate, or, you know, whatever other things you're going to be enjoying the season.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up, because there's a lot of alcohol is really associated with some holidays that take place around this year. And if you're stressed and there's a lot of alcohol around, it's not uncommon for folks to check out with liquor. And alcohol can also be a tricky thing, because so many queer events take place in places where they serve alcohol. So trying to get the community and not being isolated, but also not setting yourself up to drink a lot and then possibly, you know, participate in high-risk behaviors because your inhibitions are low.
Mm-hmm.
So moderation, I'm so glad that you mentioned that. Making a plan to sort of have the whatever substance limited as much as possible, whether that means being a designated driver, whether it means making an agreement with another person, whether it means, like, oh, when I go to bars during the holidays, then I tend to get loaded, not doing that. And for folks who are in recovery, increase meetings, increase contact with sober folks, increase, you know, the support system contacts, sober events. There are a ton of queer 12-step meetings at the Live and Let Live Club, as well as a GLBTQQ Al-Anon meeting called the Rainbow Recovery Al-Anon meeting. So if you love someone who has alcohol or drug or any sort of addiction, you can get support through that too.
How can people find out more information about those types of meetings? You know, the Al-Anon meetings for if you love someone who has an addiction, or the actual meetings for people to go to. Now, I would think, you know, somebody who's been in recovery probably knows of a few meetings, but someone who's maybe considering the need to check that out, or a family member, is there a place people can get phone numbers or resources?
In the little section, resources section in Just Out, they have both of the Live and Let Live Club and the Rainbow Recovery Al-Anon group mentioned there, as well as if you go online and Google Alcoholics Anonymous or Narcotics Anonymous or Al-Anon, they will always have links to meetings in your area, so
okay.
you can generally find them.
Okay, great. So let's talk a little bit about the maybe spiritual community.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we talked before the show about the latest statement from the Vatican.
Mm-hmm.
I guess let's mention that. I'm not Catholic, so I need to, you know, preface our discussion with that. But I was still offended when the Vatican came out and said, oh, by the way, we still hate you, gay folks.
Just in case you were wondering.
In case you didn't know that, the Vatican still doesn't like gay people. I tried not to take that personally, but still I'm not a Catholic, so all right. Got over that. But let's talk about some resources for people that do feel a spiritual calling. I personally really encourage people. I think Portland is awesome in all of the different spiritual avenues that people can participate and be very welcome as a queer person. One thing I want to mention is the Community of Welcoming Congregations. It's an association of different spiritual groups that welcome and affirm people of all sexual orientations. So there's actually a long list of congregations that are part of this group. There's a website that's www.welcomingcongregations.org, and that's a fine place to start as far as people who want to have some type of a spiritual experience.
Definitely.
You know, so many people, I guess I know midnight mass is a big thing for some people. And, you know, when you've been excluded or told you're not welcome, that can be really hard on people. So if that's something that you're dealing with, please find some support for yourself in that area. I guess as far as support, that can come in a lot of different avenues. I want to let people know I found Heather through an awesome website called resourcespdx.org. And tell us about that website.
It's a website that it was put together from some volunteers, this is my understanding, who were working at Outside In. And so they, what they did was they compiled a list, put a focus group together of trans individuals named a group of folks who they had worked with, had some experience with, had heard of, and then those folks were, a majority of those folks, I can't say that everyone was interviewed because I don't know, I was interviewed, were interviewed to be on the list, to be included on the list.
So every, and it's, is it mental, specifically mental health providers?
Or it's everyone, massage therapy, chiropractic, mental health, docs, electrolysis, surgeons.
Okay, so
you name it.
A variety of people who work with the trans community.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that website is resourcespdx.org. So that's one place people can go if you're a part of the trans community or care about someone who's part of the trans community to find a lot of resources for support and services via that website. And what are some other places people can go to look for support?
There are a bunch of different ones. There is the Sexual Minority Provider Alliance, and the website for that is the glbtcounseling.com, and they're a list of queer identified, trans identified, or, and or, folks who work with queer and trans folks, doing counseling.
Okay.
There is the YWCA, which has been serving the queer community for a long time, and is an excellent resource for sliding scale, there's also the Pink Pages, the Gay and Lesbian Yellow Pages, which were also mentioned in your underwriting. Just Out Ads, SMRC, the Trans Identity Resource Center, PFLAG, Trans Families, QLand. There are a bunch of folks out there.
Excellent. And those contact information listed in the back of Just Out?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just Out or online. You can a lot of times Google things online and find out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. And I also want to do a couple of other resources that I found, hard copies for, well, actually an ad that advertises a website, on behalf of the queer Muslim community, that there is a group online. It's www.al-fatiha.org is a group that supports and works on behalf of the queer Muslim community and their allies. So that's one resource. There's many different PFLAG groups.
Yes.
So I guess I think of queer people who need support, but I also know there's a lot of families who, you know, either biological or chosen families of queer people that may want support. I am a huge fan of PFLAG, and that stands for Parents and Families and Friends of Lesbians and Gays. So PFLAG exists to help support those who love gay people. The website is www.pflag.org. I know that they have a group in Clackamas County. I know there's a big group here in Portland. Mm-hmm. There's actually a couple of other rural groups out in rural Oregon. So if you're out in the listening community somewhere and you are a family member of a queer person, please look up PFLAG, and there will be other parents and friends and family people for you to talk to if you would like to do that. So I guess we need to just wrap up our discussion. But in closing, Heather, what are some last, pieces of advice or some, last things that you'd like to share with people to have a happy, healthy holiday season?
Well, whether you're spending time with family, biofamily, or a chosen family, with biofamily, I think it's really important to keep connected to affirming stress-free people in your life. Make sure that you have that lifeline. I think that's very helpful. If you're not spending time with your bio family, definitely spend time with chosen family. Create your own holiday rituals. Volunteer if you're spending the holidays alone and be of service to other people. I think one of the most important things to remember is that you're not alone. This is stressful for a lot of people. And most of all, remember this is a finite period of time. The holidays are a finite period of time. They will end. It will not always feel this stressful.
Thank you for that. I really appreciate that. I sometimes look forward to January, I have to admit. So I'm right there with you. I want to let people know that there is a group in town serving the Jewish community. Keshet is a social connection group open to all who identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender Jews, their spouses, partners, significant others, and good friends, whether you're Jewish or not. They meet monthly for potluck dinners and special events. Call David at 503-226-7079 or Mike at 503-331-1111 for more details. I want to let you know of a couple of other events that are happening here in town. Love Tribe and Q Land are helping men use healing touch to explore their shadows on the winter solstice, which is Tuesday, December 20th. In many traditional cultures, the winter solstice is a time to rest, reflect, and honor our shadows, those parts of us that live in our unconscious and are often not assessed through the body and not the mind. In this special event by two local nonprofit organizations, Love Tribe and Q-Land, adult men of all ages, size, shapes, orientations, colors, and backgrounds, including trans men, they will use guided meditation, heart-sharing, movement, healing, and nurturing touch to rest deeply and explore our shadows. They're interested in the aspects of themselves that seem to sabotage your success. For more information, call Chris at 503-223-8822 extension 2, or if you want to RSVP or find out more information, you can go to www.lovetribe.org. For the women's community, all women are invited to the Holiday of the Bazaar event, Express Your Elf, Don't Repress Your Elf, on Saturday, December 17th, that this coming Saturday. Doors open at 9:30 at Holocene, which is located at 1001 Southeast Morrison. Come dressed as your favorite off-color elf, campy Yuletide cliche, or in your most festive and fanciful frock. Cover is cheaper if you come in costume. DJ Puppet will be spinning songs. Holocene will be providing yummy holiday drinks. Is how the press release was written. You can even get your picture taken with Candy and Kane, who I think are going to be two characters. For more information, go to www.technodike.com/events/holiday. Did you know that this is in reference to your holiday spending? Did you know that it is still legal in most states to fire a gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgendered employee for no reason other than who they are? Many companies still have a long way to go towards equality for all of their employees. You can help turn the tide by making informed decisions about the products you purchase and the companies that you choose to support. Do you know where your holiday shopping dollars go? Are you giving your money to a gay hater? How would you know? Check out the current issue of Just Out, our local newspaper serving the LGBTQ community, for holiday shopping suggestions. You can also go online to www.hrc.org. That's a human rights campaign, if you didn't know that. They have a buyer's guide for equality. You can download the guide, you can order a hard copy, or you can view it online. They've rated many, many national organizations that you can choose to support if you want to give your money to gay-friendly businesses. You've been listening to Out Loud. Thanks to Heather Leffler, our guest tonight. And if you want to contact us at Out Loud, please contact us at KBOOOutloud@yahoo.com. Thank you for listening and have a happy, healthy holiday season.